Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Yes, it's another good episode. You've picked well. You've chosen well. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Big, big, big.
Well.
Okay. What?
It's a good one.
Well, hang on.
Okay, there's an inflection. There's something I'm going to talk about this morning that might bend your brain that you'll never be able to hear this song ever again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is a long bow, but just stick with me. Pride and Prejudice. I learned something on that show last night.
No, I don't believe you for a second.
It's a new technique that you can do in the boudoir to rev up the ofty McGofty, so to speak. And let me just say that once you Google this, there's no turning back. And there's a particular song that, I'm sorry, it's going to get stuck in your head all day.
Do you see this at one of your funny shops?
You love mentioning this funny shop, don't you?
Well, you...
Yeah, actually, no, you can't purchase this. Not next to the belly button rings that you purchase.
Speaking of bending your brain.
Yes, let's get off the belly button ring. But, oh, look, Fortnite has closed down. I can't believe it.
What?
Yes.
What parents are you talking about?
Parents have their children back. Fortnite is closed down. It's now nothing but a black hole.
What are you talking? I just don't know this lingo.
No, it's a black hole.
I've got to Google that as well as
grapefruiting. No, don't Google it. And also, I've got a spray on Australia being the number one consumer of this product, but we've got it wrong. There's so many great other products we should be number one at, but not this.
Can you give us a clue?
Hey, boy. How do you do it?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I say, boy.
Please don't let this little bit deter you from listening to the rest of the podcast.
I don't know.
It's a good one, I promise.
The heavy duty plastic is on the studio walls. Bridge has a full body wetsuit on.
How do I get this on? Is the zipper at the back?
And we're ready for the spit flying, saliva filled wave that is Spider Spray.
Yeah, I'm having a crack at the Aussies because I reckon we've got to hold titles in other areas on other food. And at the moment, Australia announced yesterday that we are the world leading consumer of chicken.
Oh, really?
Yep. Hey, boy. You know the old.
You trying to do fog on leg on there?
Yeah.
I say, pay attention, boy.
I say, pay attention, all boy. Right, boy.
You're awesome doing that. Can you just keep on doing that, this whole spray?
Hey, boy, we're the consumer number one, boy. But we are. And 2 years ago, we were third, and now we are the leading country consuming of chicken.
So I love chicken.
We roast it, we barbecue it, we fill it, we marinate it, we skewer it, we nugget it.
We kev it.
We what? We nuggle it.
We do everything.
Ooh, do we?
And we nuggle up to it.
Well,
and look, we got
with
some
the
good
chicken kev.
And this is a good spray towards Karen down there at Palm Beach too.
Hey, why?
Because she didn't even want to leave our chicken Palmer out only some months ago. So to Karen, the whole of Australia is going, stuff you. Yeah, there's our chicken Palmer.
You want to stuff Karen?
Yeah, but
stuff and based.
But there is so many better. Like, let's. I went through the world to see what else we could lead in. What other food? And look. We don't want to. Bangladesh have rice, and we don't want to be the leader consumer of rice. Goat is Sudan. We don't want to be the leading goat. Coca-Cola, who's the leading?
You know what? I'll be random here and say Mexico.
Mexico's correct.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And also Brussels sprouts.
No one.
England. So we don't want to be leading in those. But other areas we should be leading in, and this is why I'm really disappointed with Australia. Milo.
Who's got Milo?
China.
No.
China easily by a long, long way.
Really?
Wow. Yep. Cheese. I reckon Australia would be great to be leading
America,
in cheese.
The USA.
No, Denmark.
French.
Denmark.
Oh.
Sadly, beer. Aussie's not even in the top 10.
Oh, and beer. This is with
myself and Herb living in Australia.
I know.
And
that should
not
be enough.
In the top 10.
Germany,
no. Czech. Czech Republic's number one. Germany is number two.
Oh, really?
Chewies, we're not even in the top one or two. But the one we are second at, and this one I want to have a crack at Australia is, because over the next year, I'm saying to everybody, get out there, buy this product. We are so close to being number one. We could take chicken off being number one and put this at number one.
Right.
What do you reckon it is? I reckon Ben and Jamie,
steak.
Your husband, will put us into number one if we want.
Pastry.
No.
Ooh.
Ice cream.
Oh, ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh,
we are right behind Norway in ice cream. So don't worry about your chickens, your steaks, your Kievs, your rice, your Brussels sprouts, your Coca-Cola, your cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, kids, get out there and eat ice cream so we can be known as the number one ice cream eating nation in the world.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I'm hooked on the show. Hook, line and sinker. Bride and Prejudice. Couples that want to get married,
okay.
And one of their mothers or brothers or whatever.
Somebody disagrees.
Yeah, the parents disagree, don't want them to get married. Oh, it was hilarious last night. I mean, you can't get more Aussie than a mother saying to her prospective son-in-law, "What's wrong with calling you fat boy? Why don't you like that? With your haircut and your rich parents, your fat boy."
It's endearing.
Yeah.
It is endearing, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a cracking show.
It is beautiful. No, it is good. I love it. But I learned something. This is why I watch reality TV.
Okay.
I want you to learn things. And
Do you watch it to get smarter?
Oh, this has made me so learned. I may not know much about the black hole that you were just talking about with Fortnite, but
no.
I do know now. All about grapefruiting. That's right. If you don't know, the kids should be in school. I'm going to tell you right now.
What do you
so
mean?
They're all sitting around the table, all the couples, the parents obviously not, and they're all talking about their, their experiences with the Ofti McGofti, and it had to be the Gold Coast couple, didn't it? It had to be the Gold Coast couple to talk about grapefruiting.
Cody grapefruited me.
What's grapefruiting? I ran into the kitchen, I found, grabbed the biggest grapefruit I could find. I've cut both ends off, I've put, a little hole in it.
Oh, my God.
They probably think we're freaks now, to be honest.
I think everyone's going to go out tomorrow and buy grapefruits, but anyway.
Tugan Fruit Mart, stock up. I googled it.
Do they sell grapefruits?
Yeah,
Do your funny shops have grapefruits?
What do you mean?
These funny
what do you
shops
mean,
you
my
go
funny
to.
Shops.
Your funny shops you go
just
to.
Just because I went to one once. Now, apparently, every afternoon, I'm a CDL woman in a CDL raincoat that goes to funny shops.
Do they have fruit and veggie section?
No, they certainly don't. But you don't muck around as a woman in the fruit and veggie section. I seriously, I don't know why you just don't. Because there are terms called cuking.
What?
Yeah, cuking. Frozen grapes. That's also.
That's.
Yeah, think ice cubes.
Are you making this up?
No.
Frozen grapes, they do that in Canada to make good ice wine.
I'm telling you, the produce section is renamed the Bone Zone. This is where it's at. It is serious. You avocados, just don't do the hot guacamole thing.
Mm.
And to the cuking and now the grapefruiting. I didn't know, but I think the nation was Googling grapefruiting last night.
Yeah.
And apparently it will definitely spice up your life or sweeten up your life. And
sticky
this,
it up.
Well, that's why I think now when I hear this song, I get your wiggles.
Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yes. Yummy, yummy.
Google. Oh, the Bunnings across the Tweed and Gold Coast are restocking all their super glue now that the Extinction Rebellion International peaceful protest apparently is all over.
We were looking for some at home yesterday, couldn't find any.
See?
Yeah.
No, it's true. We had to go to Bunnings yesterday and they were nearly out of Gorilla Grip.
Yeah.
And that's why. So annoying. Anyway, this bloke is doing a great thing on the Gold Coast. He's from Elanora and he's a running coach. Because you know when these guys say they're peaceful?
Yeah.
They're not peaceful because when you're holding up traffic, well, then everyone's very, very...
Oh, the protest.
Very upset.
Mm.
Well, this guy's got a great idea. His name is Ross Kingsley, and he's a jogger.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen.
We're not looking to be loud. We're really looking for people to see us in our black and white and hashtag the World Climate Movement so that basically we can send a message to the world to say, you know, this is our world. This is the world that we run in. This is the world we cycle in, and we want it to be the same.
I feel relaxed.
Isn't that beautiful? It is a peaceful protest. I have nothing against the climate. I am all for whatever their cause is.
But who's going to listen to
him? As long as it's peaceful. This guy's peaceful. He is just going to run. January 4th and 5th, if you're a runner, if that's what you like to do, I can't because I can't strap these things down enough to run. You just have to...
No, Ross ran with Jake, who did 31 marathons in 31 days.
He's amazing. Mm. This is awesome. January 4th and 5th next year, you can jog for the cause. Jog for climate change.
In the middle of summer.
Should do it on the 1st of January.
Why are you being so cynical?
Should do it on the 1st of January. How many people would get up on the 1st of January and need to go for a jog?
Oh, well, that's right. Well, it should be your resolutions. You should be getting up and jogging. So this is great because guess what? Traffic will flow. And we'll be happy.
School holidays. Traffic will flow anyway.
And you know, and you wave. You can wave at him and just go, good on you. This is fantastic. I think he's doing a great thing. Ross Kingsley, support him.
Yep.
January 4th and 5th. He's from he's the Elanora running coach, so we know he's got a job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Ross is a great fella, but unfortunately I'm going to be in New Zealand.
It's around the world, sucked in.
Yeah, you can do it over.
It's around the world, you idiot.
Morning, Ross.